episode 122. 15-pound haircut. We're live from the Egghead Compound Carriage House. Me, Joel Train, and Silky Smooth shows up. Oh, garbage. I don't know what we talked about. We talked about... I don't think we talked about ice cream. We talked about Joel being straight edge. We talk about how Biff isn't funny and other Back to the Future talk. And... and... how Silky Smooth has blurry hands. I think that's it. Thanks. For listening.
Just review it. I don't care how many stars it gets or any kind of comments.
Yeah, give us circles if you want.
That'd be sweet.
You can figure it out. Fuck you, like
snorts.
Take that.
Ooh.
Yeah. 5 snorts. That might be too much.
Might be. Pace yourself. Fuck. Let's say.
Covered Facebook and Twitter and the website.
Yeah.
We did the whole outro. Did we say goodbye? We not say goodbye.
Bye bye.
Bye.
I think we probably said goodbye.
Hi again, then.
Shits. I don't remember.
About what?
What I was gonna say.
I'm freezing.
I've had a couple drinks of coffee now.
You're good to go.
And I'm really cold.
A little chilly.
Like, really cold.
That's why I only gave you a half cup. I didn't want it to get away.
So yeah.
I knew you'd get cold.
Like, yeah, I'm about to go.
Yeah.
Sweatshirt.
That's crazy.
Who'd have guessed?
That drug-addled maniac at the party. Knew what he was talking about.
Some assholes have decided that my pile of sticks next to the carriage house on this side is their pile of sticks as well.
They're adding to it or taking away from it?
Adding to it. I'd be fine with them taking away it. I'm assuming I'm starting a termite farm off.
Yeah, it's probably dangerous.
Shocks.
What are you gonna do with those sticks?
I don't know. I got a lot of sticks there, too. Because this fucking tree decided to fall down and,
we should have a little fire.
We should. Just a tiny, tiny little tabletop fire.
Yeah.
I've got a can there.
Yeah, let's start it in the ashtray.
No, I fucking knocked over a tree like an elephant
a couple weeks ago.
Like, literally, pushed it over. And,
wow.
Had to get
that rid must
of
that. Have made you feel really strong. Was that an ego boost for just a minute?
A little bit, yeah. The kids were watching, so I felt extra tough.
Oh, yeah. My dad pushed down a tree!
I had to find somewhere to go with that. I chopped it up into small pieces. Some of it's there, some of it's next to the carriage house there. But I don't know what to do with sticks. You know, you live in the city, kind of. What do you do with sticks?
I just throw them in my trash can, little by little.
Okay.
Or I save them up and I burn them.
You get a fire.
Yeah, you get a Chinese fire.
Do you want to take some sticks home?
I don't know. Who knows? I might have a fire tonight. Getting late. Get this fucking party started.
Why?
Cold a drink. I'm a little chilly too.
I do not actually. Well, there's inside. You could get something.
That's too far.
Yeah. There's a hose on the side of the house.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. I'm not too proud to drink from the hose.
Oh, I mean, that's
my Prince William. My Nazi uniform isn't that nice. Live from a freezing carriage house on the east side of Aden at the AK.com. It's Storm Coffee. Do you have a welcome Storm Coffee? Yeah, welcome to Star Coffee. We're on Twitter and Facebook and shit. And in your ears. Right now. Oh, and Mike, that guy in front of you isn't going to use his turn signal when he changes lanes. So just be cautious. Be a good driver.
Yeah.
Lay back a little bit.
Yeah.
You'll be cool. You'll make it through.
That was nice of you.
I'm trying to remember to look out.
Yeah.
Because that's all coming at me in a flood, and I don't vocalize it because I don't have a medium for it. You know what I mean? It's really difficult to tell somebody like, hey, 4 months from now,
yeah,
shit's going down in like a super rudimentary, like roundabout way. Like it's not devastating in any way, yeah, but you could use the heads up. But even if I fucking tell them,
they're just gonna think you're crazy.
You're gonna be on the 405 4 months from now. You're gonna be a little late for work. And there's going to be a dude in front of you, and he's not going to use his turn signal when he changes lanes, and it's going to frustrate you unless... So this way, I have some control over, yeah, like... Because I feel like you have to get that message in that moment, or else you just throw it away.
Yeah, it's kind of like a...
Memento? Yeah. Yeah, it is a lot like
memento. I was thinking, if you don't write down a website immediately...
Right.
You'll never go. Yeah, well, be careful, Mike. You never know.
He's fine. It's over now, but, okay. I mean...
Well, congratulations, Mike. You made it.
That guy's a dick anyway, dude.
Yeah.
I think he was listening to country music.
Just yell snort coffee at him.
Snort coffee. Do we have any coffee for snorting?
Inside we do. I didn't bring any out. I meant to, but, Silky Smooth just rolled by in his new ride.
All right.
And his new haircut.
New ride and new haircut?
Yeah.
Wow, I can't wait to hear his audio description of those two things to us. That'll be great.
We might have heard about the new ride already.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I remember.
Was it after I left the last?
I don't know.
What did you guys do? One show? Who knows?
Yeah, probably just one. But I don't remember.
And then he slept on your couch.
He did sleep on my couch.
I heard whispers from the east about him sleeping on the couch. Damn, son, that looks familiar.
It does look familiar.
That's fucking creepy. He needs to paint that, though. Paint it a sweet baby blue.
So sweet.
Yeah. He's got his head shaved,
man,
too.
So shiny. So shiny.
Silky smooth with a smooth haircut.
You're like...
This is probably a little rough up there.
Looking fancy and trimmed and, like, groomed or something, weirdo.
He's got a five-color shadow.
Yeah.
And two Mountain Dews. Come on.
Looking like a...
For the first time in, like, 20 years.
Like a real meth user.
Happened just the other day.
There's a chair here, but it might be crooked.
I'm pretty crooked myself.
Or those, supposedly comfy ones. That are entwined
in
vines. Yeah.
That's all I fucking do anymore.
Yeah, me too.
Did you come up with that because I did it so much?
No.
It was annoying the shit out of you, and that was your secret method of telling me?
Bobby's doing it a bunch, like, unintentionally.
Yeah, I totally.
Oh, boy.
I do it unintentionally, and then it reminds me of doing it, and then, like, whoever I'm with, I just go, like,
yeah.
And they're like, fucking let me finish this story, but I won't stop. It's only funny to me.
Just, for the next 10, 15 minutes. Yeah.
Totally caught myself doing it today.
But you're not even like a fucking nerdy hipster wannabe dude that listens to podcasts where it happens all the time.
Which brings up an interesting point. How do things kind of slip into our vernacular?
Apparently by me saying don't say that anymore.
But I'm pretty sure I did it before and had no
really?
Idea.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right.
But I could be completely wrong.
Yeah. Is your microphone on? I think it is.
Let's hope so.
Silky Smooth is here.
Shit.
Yes.
No, I haven't.
Good timing. We just started a new show.
Yeah, welcome to Snort Coffee. We haven't even through the intros yet.
All right.
You pulled up. It's Nissan Versa. It's a dope ride.
It's better than snorting chalk.
It's got to be way better than
it's got
way better. Than, unless you have heartburn.
Well,
if you have heartburn,
yeah.
You should probably snort chalk.
Man, I just had some Rolaids, and I could have snorted them.
Yeah.
I went old-fashioned.
I would be snorting Rolaids makes me more nervous than snorting chalk, because God knows what's in there. But if you just, like, your teacher is fucking done for the day, and you sort of grab one of those little stubbies and chop that up, next time you have heartburn.
I think you just fucking pound an eraser.
Yeah, clap them together.
Yeah. Clap them together. Yeah.
Do you guys have an eraser cleaner at your school?
Like a person?
No, like we had a machine.
No, that's crazy.
It just was like brushes. It would spin around with a bag underneath that would catch
really?
The chalk. Yeah,
that's weird.
Yeah,
so you recondense it and reuse the chalk?
No, we did not.
That's a
I snorted it all.
Wasteful motherfucker.
Yeah.
That's what the Indians would do with buffalo bones. They would grind them up and snort them. Because they had to use the whole buffalo.
Yeah, that makes sense.
You know what they use the foreskin for, don't you?
I do not.
Bone snuff bag.
Huh.
Yeah.
It's about how much you
tie a bunch together, or no?
I'm sorry, not the foreskin. I'm sorry,
okay.
the scrotum.
Scrotum
okay.
sack.
Okay.
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That makes sense. Like a necklace?
Sure.
Okay.
Or just
some people wear it on
a watch
the belt.
Pocket.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, Joel knows.
They had a carabiner. They hooked it to.
I took a Native American studies
so.
Class.
Did you?
When I was at Wright State.
Yeah,
so.
I can tell.
They have a good program there. I thought about making it my major, but then, like, what do you do with that? You know what I mean?
Just as much as you do with the art degree. Right.
Right. Well, that's why I went with the art. I felt like it was more versatile. I wouldn't have to move to the Southwest to use it.
Oh, that's a good point.
It's the only, like, Native American historian jobs in the Southwest. Not many people know that. A lot in Arizona, New Mexico.
Yeah. You can find us places.
People and things. Is that funny to anybody else, or should I not? I shouldn't say that anymore.
It might be funny. I don't know.
I don't know either.
I do.
Not funny.
But I'm not telling.
Oh, it will remain a secret. Curses.
Matt's wearing jeans, which is crazy.
I'm wearing jeans, too.
Fuck, you people are nuts.
Have you ever seen me in well,
tight
yeah,
jeans.
Probably.
My
not
jeans are
often,
so tight. I can't have my car keys in my pocket.
Wow.
It's weird.
That's wrong.
My jeans are too tight.
Well.
Mine are loose and getting looser.
That's good.
I weighed myself today.
What
I lost like 15 pounds.
How'd you do that?
I don't know.
Hair.
Oh, I didn't even think it was after I cut my hair.
Haircut.
Yeah, I had a lot of hair.
It's the name of my new punk band. 15
nice.
Pound haircut.
Oh, yeah. That's weird. We recorded a show pretty recently, so I'm lacking on show notes.
We just do covers of Floyd the Barber.
The band or the dude from Andy Griffith?
No, we do covers of the Nirvana song Floyd the Barber.
I don't know that one.
Is it just called Floyd, maybe?
Pink Floyd?
No. No, different Floyd.
Yeah.
You don't know that Nirvana song? There was a Nirvana song where they referenced Floyd the Barber.
I don't know who Nirvana is.
We just cover that song.
Okay.
We just cover that one made-up song.
Okay.
Well, then it makes sense.
That's all we do.
Okay.
We do 15-second renditions of it because we're a punk band. So we condense it.
Really noisy and...
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's a little more death metal than how we roll.
Oh. Okay.
There's a lot of oys in there.
Oi.
Oi. Oi.
You like a ska punk band?
Sometimes.
Right.
Depends on the club. Depends on the venue. You know what I mean?
Are you straight edge?
Sometimes we bring out the horn section. Sometimes we don't. Am I straight edge?
Yeah.
I'm
in a ska band.
I am straight edge.
Okay.
Not many people know that. But
I saw the X tattoo, but I wasn't sure.
It could be. It gets confusing because it could be pornographic.
You don't know where the other two X's are.
No, I got three.
Okay.
That's the tattoo, right? Did I get the right tattoo?
I don't know.
If you're a porn star, yes.
Okay.
If you're a straight edge porn star, you're probably covered also.
Excellent.
As long as they're black.
Mm-hmm. Okay. They are black.
Right.
Well, sort of like, you know, it goes like sort of greenish. Didn't really stay a true black.
That's too bad.
What are you going to do?
Quit using big pens to tattoo yourself?
Yeah. No, never. Okay. Never. I love that. I use big pens, and I also use my my electronic toothbrush.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
That's actually pretty good. That's probably better than the cassette motor.
Oh, yeah.
You can't really find a cassette player anymore.
It's great. It's already like formed like a pencil. You just have to attach a needle to it, and you're ready to go.
You think you get the kind of velocity, speed out of that?
Yeah, I mean, you have to have a sharp needle because it's not going quite as fast as it should be, but it's fast enough.
All
right. Fast enough to get the job done.
Is it the one they stick up against the glass of water? Can you see it vibrate?
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Yeah, I definitely.
That seems like it would
strong
work.
As possible. Hmm. I tattoo little kids outside my house. $15.
Against their will?
Mm-hmm. And take $15 for them. Say, nothing's free, motherfucker. You just got tattoo raped. Joel out. And then I walk away.
Is that what you tattoo on them?
Joel out. On the small of their back.
Give them a tramp stamp?
Give them a tramp stamp that says Joel out. Boys, girls, doesn't matter. As long as they're between the ages of 8 and 13, I'm down to tattoo Joel out on small of their back.
Oh, boy.
And take $15 from them as a lesson that nothing in life is free.
Not even getting tattooed.
Not even tattoo rape.
How long recently did we do a show?
It was a week ago.
It seems like it.
Yeah.
Was it really?
Well, it was 2 weeks ago.
Is that really it?
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty recently. I've come up with some shit, but not much.
I haven't still think you're a liar.
No, it was 2 weeks ago. Ago.
Uh-uh. Last week, definitely not. Weekend before that, huh?
Yeah.
All
right. Yeah, it was the last time the kids weren't here. We've talked about cockfights. Have we talked about baby cockfights?
That's just gross.
Like chick fights?
Baby cockfights.
Wait, like having a fight with baby cocks? Is this two people? Well, let's define what we mean by baby cock.
Okay.
I think that's the problem.
A human baby's cock is one thing that is on the table for that meaning. One could not be faulted for inferring that based on what we've said. But you could also infer that a cock of a certain age of the fowl variety, in other words, a baby cock.
A disgusting baby cock?
I wasn't aware that disgusting was a...
You're the one with the fowl baby cocks.
Well, if you're going for disgusting, fowl baby cock, okay.
So close.
They all smell. They all, no matter what.
You would know.
Well, I would know about...
Come here, let me smell that.
Know about chicken that way, but I would not. I've never smelled a human baby's cock.
Oh, okay.
I'd like to be on the record about that. If I'm clear about anything today...
I have, and it does. It still smells weird.
Really?
Yeah. It's not a good
smell. It's not surprising. Yeah, I mean... No,
it's a bad smell. It smells pretty foul.
So, is this two human beings throwing either severed human baby penises or tiny snowball-sized chickens who will one day grow up to be the male chickens? They are technically a cock, but they're baby chickens. Is it two people having a fight, like mounds and mounds of either child penises or small chickens, and just throwing them at each other as hard as they can? I would ask for the chickens because they would still have beaks. Baby cocks seem very soft. They don't. I don't think they would. You'd have to really get one moving to make it even leave a welt. If you hit somebody right across the forehead with it,
have to smother them at them.
Now this has turned into what's that other thing?
Fucked up way to kill somebody.
Yeah.
Like smother in baby cocks.
So which are we talking about?
I. That's a good question. I honestly don't know. Baby cocks.
Oh, okay. I got it.
And baby cock fights.
Now, again, Is this two adult, consenting adults agreeing to fight using baby cocks as their preferred method, or is this
pictured sword fights?
Like stacking them up like shish kebab style on a, because they're not big enough to like. It's barely a dagger in either case. Like if you held it in your hand, there's. It's not even a dagger. It's like one of those like knives that you would like affix to your shoe in the olden days, and it would like stick out just like 3 inches, and you'd kick somebody.
All right, yeah.
And they'd be like, "Oh, fuck,
like a bayonet
knife
in your shoe.
On your shoe, yo." Because they were time travelers, and they used the word "yo." So just giving two baby chickens swords and letting them sword fight is what you're describing?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I can follow. Go ahead.
Little tiny swords strapped to their wings.
Like cocktail swords that you've, like...
Yeah, yeah. With? Except for sharp. Oh, sharp,
right.
Sharp, yeah.
And made of metal, I would presume.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
So that would be kind of like a Spanish flair, almost, with those that style of sword as a very...
Yeah, with a little handle thing on there.
Conquistador
yeah.
style.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, similar to the kangaroo fights we discussed earlier.
They will fuck
well.
You up.
Baby cock fights.
It would be so cute.
And bloody.
It would be so cute until it turned bloody, yeah. And then it would be sad.
Oh, that'd be super
cute. But before,
cute.
Like while they're... Could you imagine, like, a Rocky-style training scene with
oh,
a
wow.
baby cock?
Yeah.
It would be the cutest thing ever! Like, running up the stairs in Philadelphia, and it's so small that it's, like, just, like, using all its energy just to get up, like, one step, and then, like, sort of, like, has to roll over, like, braces itself with a wing to get up there, works so hard, and then at the end of the montage, it's at the top with its wings raised in the air.
Yep.
It'd be the cutest training scene ever.
And then, like, a almost full-size chicken running behind it, riding a bike with a...
I imagine an elderly Italian man, like, still the same guy that trained Rocky, just like, "You're the biggest piece of shit baby chicken in the world! You're the shittiest baby cock I've ever seen!" But I don't know if we can get him. He might be dead.
He might be dead.
For this project.
We could get somebody that's pretty similar, I imagine.
Yeah, 6 of 1. Half a dozen of the other, I'd say.
Is that a topic that I probably should not tweet?
That's not going to draw him in, I don't think.
Well, it's about to go, so we should decide now.
I would say no, then. I agree for Matt's purposes.
Okay. It's funny.
I agree, but probably needs more context than 140 characters can.
If you show up in 1981 with your pocket robot, are you burned as a witch?
I gotta imagine, yeah.
Okay.
Like, people were like, "What the fuck are you doing?"
Or at least your phone is burned as a witch.
That could be too. Yeah.
Like, they just take your phone and just, "It's a witch! It's a witch! It won't even defend itself! Look, it's sunk! It's a witch! I fucking told you!"
You'd be so pissed because you'd lose your time travel app.
Oh, man.
Oh. Hold on. Let me get some numbers off that real quick before you burn it at the stake. And then just pop open the time travel app and get the fuck out of there.
There you go.
Ha-ha. 1981.
Fucking bail. You're a dick and you're not all that funny as a comedian, so fuck you, Biff.
Is he a comedian?
Yeah, he does. His claim to fame is a song that he does about people asking him about Michael J. Fox and, like, shit.
Is he really that shaky in person?
Well, no, they, like his... Yes, number one, yes, he is really that shaky in person.
Not just an act he puts on for the movies?
No, not just an act that he puts on for... Despite what Rush Limbaugh has said... I do not believe that is an act that he puts on. But yeah, Biff's song is like all about like people asking him those stupid questions and him not wanting to be asked those stupid questions.
Hey, don't be in a movie then.
Yeah.
You got paid enough to answer stupid questions for the rest of your life, right?
Yeah, I think that money's gone now, though.
Really? Still not getting residuals off of fucking people watching that dumb shit?
I guess, maybe.
I don't know what you make for being Biff, but he was in all three movies, wasn't he?
That's true. He was in all three movies, and he had a pretty major role in all three. It's
the bad
guy.
Like
he was a fading character. Mm. I mean, he was in and out.
I get it. Fading. That was a good one.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
I've never seen the third one. I hear it's good.
It's got drink. Is that what you hear? That's an interesting thing to hear about that.
It's awesome. Hey, he brings back an almanac or something, right?
That's in, like...
And he goes in...
It's in all of them.
Oh.
Isn't it?
I don't know. I've never seen them.
You've never seen any of Back to the Future?
You've never seen any. I've seen one... Wait, which one's the one with the train? Two or three?
Three.
Oh, okay. I've never seen two, then.
Two's the good one, because he goes into the future.
Right. See, that's what I've heard.
And Biff gets an almanac somehow.
Yes.
Because he is mega books.
All right. Which just seems like a good idea. Like, it seems like the very first thing I would do with time travel.
Yeah, we talked about that, I think.
Did we?
I think so.
That's the one with hoverboards, too.
No, that's one.
No.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
That's two. Because he's in Biff's city.
Oh. Well, they're riding hoverboards in one, I assure you.
No.
There's no fucking way, dude. They went back to the 50s. He sang Chevy Chase song hoverboard. At the end of the fucking...
He took a hoverboard back to the 50s.
No, he didn't.
Yeah, he's
not in one.
He's in a pond and he can't go or
That's
something.
That's two.
Yeah, apparently I've seen part of two also.
Yes, you have.
I haven't seen Biff City, though.
The whole place is Biff City, I believe.
It's the same.
And he gets the manure dumped on him,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it's the same
that's
gag.
That's one.
I think that's all of them, actually.
Oh, yeah, okay. I think that's a running gag.
All right.
But it's the same setup as it, like, in It's a Wonderful Life, where, like, They axe Jimmy Stewart's character, and then they go back into that town. It's like, oh, look, Potter fucking... Yeah. It's Potter Town now,
Potterville
or whatever.
Rocks.
Yeah, whatever the fuck it is. Nothing but strip clubs
and
Keno.
Bars. I mean, that's awesome.
Well, it's nice to visit, but I don't think you want to live there.
Oh, sure.
Is what they were. And Biff, they essentially do the same thing with, like, Biff Town or Biffton. Biffton.
Bifftonville?
Yeah. So. That's I couldn't place the name. That's the name of it, though, for sure.
Some gross. I smoked enough cigarettes last recording that my fingers got stained all to hell. This is gross. I, like, scrubbed at them real hard and shit. It's like, yuck.
Yeah, I have nicotine stains on my straight-edge fingers from smoking non-filtered cigarettes.
Yeah, it happens really quick with roll-your-own.
Yeah,
that's gross.
Yeah,
like gross.
Like in the third day in.
But I feel like I can closer relate to that Pink Floyd song now, where he claims...
The one by Nirvana?
Where he claims... Yeah, that one. The one where he says, I got nicotine stains on my fingers. But he says it with a better British accent.
A more fake-sounding one?
Yeah, way more fake-sounding. Sporty. We can use the word cunt over here. It's not as harsh.
Ooh. More than likely. Oh, fuck. I don't know what's going to happen. They might be done by now. I was digging through some old DVDs and found some music by Jimmy C, who you've probably heard on past shows.
Yeah.
Check the archives if you haven't at snortcoffee.com. Music made by him supposedly in 1999.
Eco Talks?
No. Just him sitting in my apartment.
Just hitting a guitar.
Yes. Him sitting in my apartment making noise that I will probably use as intros.
Yes.
And it's going to be cool. I said something to him. And,
he said he was cool with it?
Yeah, he's cool with it.
It's not copywritten?
So, no, it's... Well, if it
Jimmy
is...
Jimmy will sue the shit out of you.
Yeah,
be careful.
Yeah.
He's a powerful attorney.
Litigator is the word you're looking for.
Right.
You better have explicit written consent.
I do.
Okay,
good. Yes.
Implied
it's,
oral?
It's in text form. I don't know if that works, but...
That's fine.
Yeah. Okay. No, that's totally... You're okay. Cool now. Okay. That'll hold up in court. Then.
I thought there was going to be hours, and apparently it's probably... It might be an hour of noise, which makes for a fair amount of intros.
That'd cover us for the next 30 shows, right?
Kinda, yeah.
Give or take.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll let everybody know when those are rolling in. I would imagine I'll start with one this week, but I'm not sure.
That's cool.
I don't know how it's going to go, but I thought that was cool, because it sounds good. Like, it is good quality sound and shit, rather than the normal shit that gets played.
I'm surprised that it's a good quality recording, but I Like, I've heard Jimmy play, and he's a talent. He knows what he's doing on one of those things.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. So that's nice. I don't have to make any intro music for a while.
He plays a harp, right?
Yes.
But not like a full...
It's electric harp.
Yeah, oh, nice.
Small sit-down ones.
Right, right, right.
Tabletop jobs.
Because that's the thing. Like, people don't tell you that when you get into harping, but it's a... Like, that's a big instrument, dude. You're moving around like...
To take on the bus.
The internals of a piano is essentially what you're doing.
It's true.
And no, is it the heaviest part of the piano? No, probably not. But it's still pretty fucking big.
I'd say that's the heaviest part.
Really?
Yeah.
The strings are the heaviest part?
The soundboard.
Strings are... Strings
oh, that's
are made
an
of,
awesome
like,
fucking instrument.
Lead.
Just take the fucking inside out of a piano and just start playing it. Like the...
Do you play with hammers?
Board? Yeah, definitely with hammers.
With those little felted.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I think you gotta. Change it up. You're gonna have to go steel.
Right.
Ding.
Or you could use like a violin bow on them.
Oh, that's
like scratch that across.
That's an excellent.
A really, really long
idea.
One.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Wicked long.
And you can get a free piano, like nobody's
anywhere,
business.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Open up Craigslist. I bet you there are 15 free pianos.
Check your show notes.
15 free pianos. Austin's going to put up a fake Craigslist. 15 free pianos. They're all on the 42nd floor of my apartment building. Come and get it.
Matt, did you get into anything cool this weekend so far?
Not particularly. My sister came up from Georgia, hung out yesterday.
Nice.
In Georgia.
Yep. Had some tasty food.
Have you seen Joel's snore coffee shirt?
I have not.
It's pretty sweet.
Whoa!
Snort coffee.
Is that the infamous snort coffee shirt?
One of them, I guess.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Thank you.
What's the infamous snort coffee shirt?
The ones that went to Cali?
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Is yours the same?
No.
Okay, you have the dollar bill and razor blade logo?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. Yes.
You need a line, like, on your back, like, around the neck area.
Yeah, that would be cool. Maybe write the web address in there again, or
nice.
Twitter handle or something.
Nice.
Sister's doing good?
Yeah. Yep.
Sweet.
Got to see her and her kids and her husband. It was nice. I made 4.5 bean salad.
I don't know what that means. That.
I used light kidney beans and dark kidney beans.
That's kind of cheating.
Well, that's why I only called it a half. That's
fair.
Only I only threw a
that's
half
fair.
In there.
That's an honest.
I couldn't get any garbanzo beans, so
it's not easy to come by, especially this time of year.
Especially at Redneck Little Town IGA, they're like, "What? That sounds Spanish to us. We aren't stocking that shit." I'm like, all right.
What do you think this is? A spic market?
That's exactly what she said.
Actually, I do need a spigot. I have one of those. We don't believe in moving water that way around these parts.
What about yourself? Did you get into anything exciting?
No, I got crazy drunk last night.
Oh, yeah?
That's about it, yeah. Yeah, there's a lady that I work with that had a party that was...
Off the chain?
It was off of something. Yeah,
the flusher handle fell off the chain recently.
Really?
That's a side note.
Nice.
It's one of the few things I can think that actually falls off the chain.
Yeah, Everclear fruit.
Oh, really?
That I had several pieces of. Everclear doesn't soak into blackberries, apparently. Or raspberries,
really?
Or whatever the fuck. Yeah.
Racist ass fucking liquor.
It soaks pretty well into strawberries and
pineapple.
Oh, yeah. But not the berries. I don't know.
Huh.
It's weird.
I'm thinking about
skin.
Having a hairy buffalo party. Because I got that bottle of moonshine, I guess the only thing you can call it. Grain alcohol.
Oh, yeah.
I'm just not going to get drunk any other way.
No, probably not. Or you just pour it on the fire. Tighten the bottle up a lot. Stick it right on top.
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
Ish. And wasteful.
I'd get a 30-foot perimeter on that thing, but yeah, that'd be awesome. Yeah.
Wasteful,
just,
but badass.
Yeah. Why don't we just... Make it in a hairy buffalo, drink that, fill the bottle with gasoline.
Okay.
Put it on the fire.
All right. That sounds all right,
two
too.
For one.
Yeah.
That's what that is.
that then we'll be really fucking drunk when we do it. And
okay, yeah.
If we get killed, it won't hurt it near as much.
That's true.
That's the big downfall of getting killed, I feel like. The pain. How much it hurts.
Yeah. Depending on the way you go. Yeah.
I don't know. I think it's all pretty bad.
No, I think if you're, you know, falling 80 stories off of a building, you're like, ah, this doesn't hurt yet, and then you're dead.
No, it hurts a whole lot, though, just for that millisecond before death. Like, you experience all of that
pain. I don't think it's going to register.
It just gets, like, no, it fully registers. All
right.
And it actually, like, your brain's so powerful that it'll start hurting about 10 feet off the ground.
Yeah, well, that's
already
bullshit.
Already start to experience.
Ouch!
Fuck! This was horrible.
My brain's working against me! Oh!
I knew I just should have shot myself.
There, that's not going to be painful, right? I'm assuming you don't miss.
It's horribly painful. One of the most painful ways to go.
Really?
It really is. Again, it's people don't think about it in the right way. It's not that you get very little amount of time to experience the pain. Yes, that is true. However, in that time, you experience the full threshold of pain all condensed down into this really strong, painful feeling.
I don't know if I can deal with any pain for a thousandth of a second.
You could deal with it. It's, I mean,
I guess you really don't have a choice,
right,
do you?
Right.
Yeah.
Nerves are fast, man.
Wicked fast.
Like, really fast. That's crazy.
Yeah. Yeah, I heard a comedian one time say that it was bullshit that if he stubs his toe, he knows right away, but his stomach waits 20 minutes to tell him that he's full.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, comedian, for destroying your joke.
Was it funny then?
Yeah.
Oh.
Like, kinda.
Have to hear it in context, I guess.
It's like The Hangover 2.
Oh, yeah, you have a review of that.
You have a review of that, too?
I do. Nice.
Well, all right. This will be interesting.
Yeah.
It's the same movie.
Yeah. Keeping topical, like...
Remember four months ago when they re-released that movie?
Yeah.
Don't
worry, they used all the same jokes up.
Yep.
That doesn't surprise me.
Flip out a baby with a monkey.
And surprise while you hear people say
it's hilarious.
I thought
it was flip out a tiger with a monkey, but I think...
Okay.
And flip out the old monk with the baby.
Right.
Okay.
I felt like it was flip out the old monk, or the tiger with an old monk.
Okay.
Can we spoil the fuck out of this movie right now? Like,
I'm
down. I don't think anybody cares 4 months after the fact.
Well,
especially
if they
saw it. You know, like, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Spoiler alert from 3 minutes ago.
Yeah. If you saw Hangover 1, don't pay to see Hangover 2. But see it, you know, it's not bad.
It's fine.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. It's just hard to, like, it's just the same thing.
Same thing, but not as funny. Like, first one was pretty fucking funny.
Yeah, I agreed. I didn't think it was as funny.
Yeah.
Huh.
And I liked the first one.
I do. I think there was too much hype around the first one, so I, like, went into it poorly.
It's going to make it will have already, by this time, made a ridiculously amount, a high amount of money, though.
I'm sure.
Fucking shit.
Even in America. And it was weird, like, I was, like, listening to what people were laughing at in the audience, and there are some dumb motherfuckers that go see this fucking shit.
Sounds about right.
You were in front of me, weren't you?
May have been. I didn't want to look back and give away, like, I don't like when people know that, like, oh, fuck, if Joel Train's in the movie theater today, like...
He's reviewing us, not
right,
just the
movie.
Right,
I don't want Yes, I would like to do that, just to do, like, a review of the crowd that went and saw The Hangover 2 on Memorial Day weekend.
Did it come out this weekend?
Dumb motherfuckers.
Did it?
Weirdos went and saw premiere weekend showings of this dumbass movie.
I think so.
Guess so.
Wow, okay.
When we see that it made $100 million this weekend.
$16 from me.
Yeah.
Wow.
Only $11 from me.
Went by yourself?
No.
Matinee special.
$5.50.
Curses. That's an extra $5 I paid. Enjoy it, Zach.
Yep. Could have got a rock for it. But
it's not going to last forever, buddy. Eventually, everybody will be sick of your fucking
beard.
Beard.
I'm already sick of it.
I'm not. I think he's cute.
I saw the Saturday Night Live with him for the second time last night. Meh.
He's all right. Like, it's just the same thing. Like, it's just this sort of, like, either this, like, confident idiot or an incompetent nice guy. like super nice, but not competent in any way. So I guess it's two things.
Overconfidence in his incompetence.
That's a good way of putting it.
Or, yeah, I've kind of tried to put a finger on what that comedy is, but it is
Austin,
all the same joke.
Give us a quick review
somehow.
Of Zach Galifianakis again. I don't think he did that last thing into the mic.
Okay, now I get it.
Thank you.
That was more the smell that I'm smelling when I think about Zach Galifianakis.
Ugh, that beard yeah. must... Yeah. And it's right under his nose the whole time. It's going to be awful.
Yeah.
If it weren't for the money, it must be awful to be Zach Galifianakis right now.
What do you got against beards?
I just hear they hold smells.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, my buddy that had a beard got pulled over like 6 hours or something after he had like two beers. And the cop was like, "You fucking reek of alcohol. You want to blow?
What?
Like, blow in the breathalyzer?" And he was like, "Sure." And he blew and
calling it a breathalyzer now, huh?
Blew nothing.
Nice.
What do they call it before?
Cock, I think.
Oh, yeah. That's what the kids are calling it these days. And he was like, "Yeah, dude, you just stink like beer. Like, I can smell it on you, yeah."
Huh. So cop just being a cock?
Maybe. Maybe didn't know how beers worked.
Horse head. Hey, your beard smells weird.
Got it. Neighbor time. It's the right time to be neighborly. Oh, I wanted to mention something about neighbors.
Uh-oh. I got a question about neighbors, too, but go ahead.
Fuck you, Cheryl.
Okay.
I appreciate the gesture, but it's incredibly emasculating to have a 60-year-old woman come over and mow your front fucking lawn, and you set your mower too low. It's too low.
Yeah, that's no good.
That's not good.
It's too low.
Yeah.
And now there's a bunch of fucking clippings in my yard.
Because
the thing was long.
It wasn't even electric, was it?
No.
It's fucked up.
Well, that was her reasoning.
There goes your carbon footprint.
I thought it was interesting. That was what she said. She was like, "Well, I knew your mower wouldn't be able to handle this."
She's got your number, doesn't she?
Fuck you, Cheryl. My mower would have been fine. You know why my mower would have been fine? It's set to the appropriate fucking height. She's got her shit set to like a quarter inch off the ground. I mean, it's low,
like,
dude.
That's what I like, personally.
I like it, but I don't have the levelness of ground needed
that's the problem.
Fucking mow on that and not damage my shit.
Perfect dirt.
Right.
Face to your grass. Can't do that shit.
It'll eventually be nice and perfectly even if you keep cutting at that level. You just gouge the dirt, and eventually it's nice and flat.
Huh. That's how that happens.
Yeah.
That's how she gets such a flat yard. Now, I appreciate the gesture, Cheryl, but, like, I didn't ask. Like, I'm just in my house assembling a Chinese fire pit, and, like, oh, that mowing sounds like it's happening right in my fucking front yard.
I'm like, "Hey, no.
What are you doing?
I'm saving that, you bitch."
I was growing all that for seed. What the fuck have you done?
What a horrible bitch.
Like I said, I appreciate the gesture, but, like...
Just pretend.
Call my fucking lawnmower a pussy.
Yeah.
You call me a pussy in a roundabout way. Yeah. You're 65 years old. What are you doing mowing a 28-year-old man's front yard? What are you doing? Stop it.
It's too long.
I was long, but not if you have your mower set to the correct height.
I got a note from the city saying your grass was too long a couple days ago.
Really?
Well, no. This has been cut.
Okay.
But what makes me laugh is the city-owned grass across the way, totally longer than what mine was.
See, that's funny to hear.
Yeah.
I heard that they were giving out $150 fines for too long of grass.
I heard that as well. I think they gave me like 2 weeks time to cut it early.
Jesus,
that's a week or something like
pretty
that.
Reasonable, actually.
Yeah. I think it was a week.
Okay.
But, yeah.
Okay. And I had noticed, like, just as I hear this, I'm driving past a park and look, and the grass is like 18 inches tall.
Fuckers.
And it's been raining every fucking day.
It's tough.
That's two months.
That's the mail that I sent them. I was like, "Listen here, fuckers.
Did you?
Get it to stop raining."
Nice.
No, but that's what I said.
It would have been funny to hear them, reply to that request. Yeah. Like, "I'm sorry, due to our inability to control the weather, we cannot make it stop raining."
Cock. My question is, you live in a neighborhood similar to this one, where houses are pretty close to each other.
Euler.
Huh?
Euler. Anyway.
Euler.
Sim-Euler.
Euler.
I don't know that word.
Euler.
Do you run air conditioning or have your windows open?
I would prefer to windows open as much as possible.
How do you feel about urinating with windows open, with neighbors close? Is your neighborhood...
Never even crossed my mind.
Really?
My window for the bathroom goes out the back of the house, so it would be fine in terms of windows. But when I pee in a 2-liter bottle downstairs, the visual would be pretty bad, but I think the sound is muffled by the 2-liter bottle.
It's like a cock silencer.
Right. It's exactly like a cock silencer. Right. Have you seen those like cheap silencers that can be made out of like a 2-liter bottle?
I've heard you can just glue or tape
a aluminum 2-liter can or something.
Yeah. It works for like one or two shots.
Yeah. It worked for me.
Did it.
It's a busy day in hood.
A lot of people out recording podcasts.
Whoa.
I like those walk talk podcasts. I think
that would be cool. You guys want to go for a walk?
Yeah.
We can only go like 6 feet, maybe.
6 feet in a circle, though.
Like yeah, that's true.
Like the horses at the fair, where they just chain them to that center post and make them walk around.
Why? Laptop's got battery, right?
No. No, that laptop battery doesn't work for shit, apparently. Which makes me sad. And it's a big pain in the ass to move it places. So I gotta take the plug. Batteries are expensive.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Surprise, yours worn out that quickly.
Yeah, I don't know what... I don't know. Right. No, it's not right. And maybe I just need to unplug it and replug it back in or something. I don't know. I'm not really paying attention. It's apparently not that big of a pain in the ass to carry a cord around with me. My bathroom window is right up there. And I'm convinced that, like, if I'm standing there, and obviously it's a pretty busy neighborhood. Like, can people hear me peeing? Or flushing. It's a little embarrassing to me. And I don't know necessarily why, because everybody poops, but I think there's a book.
It'd be funny to hear, like, if you were, like, just walking down the street and you heard, like, kaplop. Oh!
I've heard some people at work taking some serious dumps. You could certainly hear from here. From bathroom window. Not from work. I guess work's a little farther away than my bathroom.
So you heard them, you were like in the same bathroom with them?
Yes.
And heard the splash?
Yes. Which leads me to...
More fiber.
I think it's kind of funny when somebody comes in to do that, and it's a public workplace, obviously, kind of, and like I'll be washing my hands, and then I walk out and open the door, and all that noise is going on. And it's funny when it's obviously not me, but... You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Like when you're walking around a bathroom and the door's open and you hear whatever horrible noises. There's a cure for that, and it's flush. Right when you start. And it just sounds like flushing noises and not your gross butt.
But the flushing stops, then you just flush again?
Yeah.
I was going to say, it's going to take me more than one flush, typically.
Yeah.
I can get it done in two, but...
Yeah.
I'm pretty quick on the John.
It depends on my fiber situation, but most likely I'm good for two.
Yeah.
Within two. Unless I'm reading, but that doesn't really count.
I don't like to read on the toilet because my balls fall asleep.
I get that on the bike.
I feel like we've talked. Yeah.
I've never had that.
It's weird. I bet. Real weird.
Like,
my balls are asleep.
Pins and needles feeling.
Like your balls
not
are.
Not quite as intense, but yes.
It's like your balls are like above your body looking down on it.
Yeah.
It's like an out of scrotal experience.
Okay.
It's better.
OSE?
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That is the acronym.
Huh.
It's studied at the university level.
Is that because you give them a twist before you take a dump? Before you sit down, I'm sorry.
My dick's not long enough to do it, but what I like to do is like lay my balls out
underneath, like pull the toilet seat up enough.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
And, like,
yeah.
Stretch my balls in between the toilet and the toilet seat, and then just like let it funk, like snap down into place. Like my balls are like I want to be clear on this as well. My balls are outside, like they're over the rim and down. It's just the skin just and the sinew that it's like on top of.
But there's those little spacers underneath the seat. Doesn't that kind of keep it from really pinching down tight on the sack?
I try to get it in those spacers.
Oh, okay.
I try to, like, have one of those spacers
right
down
on
top.
But
I can see how they'd be asleep then.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, they go right to sleep. Immediately. No middle stages at all. Just immediately to sleep. Hey-yo!
That was the sound of a microphone falling over.
Squirrel.
Ed McMahon stopped him for a minute. Comment on the microphone. He said, hey, yo.
Recently, I have noticed that I am losing my close-up vision.
That's weird.
Like, very quickly, I've noticed that.
And you got, like, crazy good vision.
Crazy good vision, apparently. Like, I never, like, things get blurry within that, like, about right there. We're talking 6 inches.
Can no longer see your hand?
I can. It's just slightly blurrier than what it is right here. Here,
well,
very crisp.
Pretty blurry from here.
Oh, yeah?
Think you might
maybe it might just be my hands. All right.
Yeah, you got blurry hands, dude.
Oh, okay. I noticed I was sticking my nose in some pottery stuff, like doing some pottery stuff, and I was like, I gotta fucking back up. So how long is it until I'm holding the menu out at my full arm length?
Yeah.
Like, all right.
Pretty soon.
I'll have the clams.
That's what old people order. They like clams.
Who doesn't?
Just because it's easy to read?
Yeah. Okay. So few letters.
Yeah.
Even shorter than hot dog.
And more exotic.
Depends on the hot dog.
That's true. What about a hot dog made of clam?
Clam dog.
Clam dogs.
Yum. Hot clam.
That's what me and my friends used to call each other when we were...
What up, clam dog?
Yep.
Like that? Really?
Huh. Whoever was raking in the most tuna that week, we always called clam dogs.
That's really confusing.
It was a euphemism for vaginal sex.
Oh.
So I was never clam dog myself.
Yeah, I'm with you.
I often would call... Ricky was clam dog a lot.
All right. It's a haircut, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He had a lovely head of hair.
Is that what the ladies like?
You knew what to do with it, too. It's a twofold thing, you know.
You gotta know what to do with it.
You can't just have a lovely head of hair. You also have to know what to do with it. And then it's on. Like, then... It's legit. In a very real way.
It's not a buzz cut, I'd say.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Nope.
Shit.
There were parts of it that were buzzed, but...
Oh, okay.
Like underneath?
Dennis Rodman?
Yeah.
Shaved on the sides and in the back?
Yeah,
just so long off
so
the top?
Kept the volume right. Right.
Oh, awesome.
Seemingly Mexican dudes walking around the neighborhood with blue bandanas? That can't be good, right?
No.
That's fine.
No.
It is okay?
As long as you're a Crip, you're cool.
They wouldn't be in the Crips.
That's kind of what I was thinking.
Oh, really?
I don't think so.
It's not the light blue. It's like a navy blue.
That's Crip.
That's
Crips,
Crip blue.
Man.
Yeah.
What's the light blue? Like the country blue?
I think that's MS-13.
I thought that was the gay Crips.
By the way, MS-13, if you're listening, I love your work.
Isn't it switched around though? Though?
Like the earring?
Well, no.
Like all the Crips have their ears pierced on the right side, and all the gay Crips have their ears pierced on the left side.
I thought left was right and right was wrong.
I always get that confused.
Yeah, you got it backwards.
That's why I just took my earring out.
Yeah.
So you got to pierce them both, man.
Now that dude looks normal.
Yeah. That's true. I think you're fine. I think it's just like, what's
just
wrong with
style?
A little,
fashion.
You know, yeah.
What's wrong with Crips in your neighborhood?
Say what?
What's wrong with Crips in your neighborhood?
I got to live here.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What do you have against
the
handicap?
Keeping the street safe from bloods, man.
Son of a bitch. Might have been a mosquito.
You should get into some gang activity.
I
don't know what. Just use them as your muscle. That's all I'm saying. I don't know. blackmailing, I think, is probably a good way to go.
To get in? To get into it?
Like, yeah, I'm just thinking of good... Yeah, you need to start blackmailing people, and then if they don't pay, use the Crips as your muscle. You're going to have to pay them a little cash every week, but not only then, like...
How about I just advertise via the world's greatest podcast?
And if people don't listen, we send the Crips after them?
I like that.
Well, no, I was... Okay.
Mexican Crips. Tell your friends to start listening, or Mexican Crips. You're fine. Okay. Obviously, you can hear our voices, but... Tell your fucking friends, shit's about to get real.
Yep. Start listening.
Real, real.
No, I was thinking just, hey, there's Mexican Crips out there. You should join the gang.
Oh, advertising for them?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, then they'll be paying you. Then they'll be paying you.
Right. Well, right. With violence against the people I blackmail or whatever, yeah.
Oh, okay.
You should make up, like, join the Crips, like, flyers. Okay. Just put them on trees and phone poles around the neighborhood.
Do you think that's how they do it in the hood, like in L.A.?
I'm pretty sure. They have like a bunch of
phone number,
number things.
Yeah. Please call.
Yeah. If you're interested. And then they got to clear, you know, that's just the start of the process, I think.
And then the hazing and all that.
Right. They get jumped in.
What was that called? Where it's like they get their ass beat by all of them?
I think it's called jumped in.
Okay.
But it might be...
And what, you just don't have... You got to not die?
Well, like, I saw one thing on... Now, this was on the television, and I don't think people on the television know a whole lot about gang culture, but, like, they were saying, like...
It wasn't a documentary? Because they might.
It was a television documentary, so it was in that gray area.
Oh, okay.
But they were saying that, like, some of them you have to, like, just survive for this, like... It didn't even seem long either. Like, it was like a 15-second beating.
Okay.
But it's eight gang members who were like...
Eight?
It was a shit ton of people. It was more than six.
That's a fair amount of feet flying.
See, I think... I saw another one you're better off with.
The more?
Yeah.
Just not have as much room. They're going to be kicking each other and shit.
Exactly. Exactly. There's not enough of you to go around to get 16 guys kicking on you.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But then I saw, like, another television documentary where they were saying that, like, you had to just, like, you had to remain standing for, it was strangely like the bull rides, like, where you had to, like, conquer it for 8 seconds. Yeah. And, like, you had to take a physical beating for 8 seconds and stand through the whole thing, like, be able to not necessarily win, but just hold your ground and stay standing for 8 seconds.
Are you fighting back or no?
I think in that one, yeah.
Okay. I've heard gangs have a lot to do with bull riding, so that makes sense.
They're very, yeah. There's a whole underground gambling organization that is mostly run by black Los Angeles-centric gangs.
Okay.
I need to get a new gang. We just fucking do potlucks.
That's, huh.
To raise money?
No. Just for fun. Just for Sunday evening, get together.
Yeah. That's
nice. 40s potluck dinner.
Yeah, how do you get in?
Brings a dish.
How do you get in?
Yeah, what's your initiation process for that?
It's kind of a whole Martha Stewart thing. Cooking, cleaning, home decor.
Oh, shit. So it's like a... Like
party
you give,
planning.
You give them a busy house, and you say, we're going to be over in 20 minutes with the boys, and I better be able to eat off the toilet or take a shit in it, either one. And if that lobster bisque isn't amazing, you can go fuck yourself. You're not in this dope
ass. Not to mention centerpieces, like the silverware is going to be set.
Oh, right.
Honestly, you can make up for a lot with a good centerpiece.
Oh, I believe it, yeah.
You really can.
Yeah.
Now, even if the chicken's dry and the centerpiece is dope, you may actually want to put the extra time into the centerpiece.
I would. I did. Huh. And it paid off. Paid off big time.
It doesn't sound like that bad a game.
No, like, they're nice guys. Really lovely people.
Do you guys want to say bye? Thanks for listening. You can find us at snortcoffee.com on Twitter at snortcoffee. I don't need to spell it anymore. That's nice.
Hooray.
Tell people about it.
I think that's the best way.
Tell them to listen to like several shows.
Don't tell your mom, but tell your friends.
Tell your friends to tell your mom.
And you tell your friend's mom.
Yes, exactly.
But no mom wants to hear that, wants to get this recommendation from their kid.
Yeah.
I revoked my,
Similar.
I untold my mom to listen.
Really?
Yeah. How did you do that?
Well, she brought it up doing a show anymore. Times, and oh, that's a good call. Yeah. I should have. I'm like, I don't think that shit. Those guys are too much. Too much. Why don't you come to Sunday potluck dinner, though?
Hey, listen to a couple episodes. Tell people to listen to several episodes so they get the joke, which is like
on them for listening to snort coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not. No, we're just kidding. We love our listeners. All of our listeners. We love them.
They are good people.
They are.
Most of them.
All of them.
Most of them.
All of them.
All right.
There's
that's
that one dude,
a personal
though.
Beef between you and Harold.
Yeah, that's true.
That's not. I don't think that has anything to do with the show.
No. He said nothing but nice things to us. So,
right. Yeah. You have one bad fucking Craigslist experience with the guy, and he said he didn't know if that fridge was working. That's what he told me. He said, I don't know if it's working or not. I can get it from my basement out to the street, and then I feel
he told me it was working, and I had to take it down from the 42nd floor.
Oh, boy.
Back stair, fucking freight elevator was out.
Sounds like
that
misleading.
Is not what I heard.
Well,
I don't have, but having never received
it. I'm here, he's not. Who are you going to believe?
Harold's pretty honest, stand-up
guy.
Harold's
a cop. Stand-up guy.
I don't know, dude. I don't know.
Yeah, you don't yet. You will.
I've dealt with him some.
He might hide it for a little bit.
I've never caps locked. I've never seen an email that was caps locked from
Harold.
That's
true, yeah.
Ever.
Never shouting via typing stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just wait.
We love you, buddy. Keep listening.
Kick you square in the nuts next time I see you, motherfucker.
He doesn't even have any feet, Harold. Don't listen to him.
That's true, yeah.
I got a knife and a shoe, though.
He does have a knife and a shoe.
But the shoe just falls off because it's a stub.
I carry it.
nothing to tie it to. Dial a phone number. You can call it or text it.
Yeah.
937-551-1040. That'll be fun. I'll text you back like immediately. It'll be crazy.
For sure on the West Coast, and then he'll text you back 4 months from now.
Yeah, there'll be that.
Because of the time difference.
That much time difference, huh?
It's a big time difference.
Wow, okay.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome.
It would be.
We could just go around the world like every... Oh, no! All the people in California just got the hangover, too, ruined.
Yeah, fuck them.
They wouldn't even have an opportunity
hasn't even been
to
out
see
yet.
It yet.
Yeah.
They've still got like 3.5 months.
I don't think we ruined it so much to save them money.
Right. Yeah. You're welcome.
There you go. Send your checks to us.
Yeah.
Hey.
We'll take your $11 or $16.
Yeah. Except for out there, it's like $1 million, isn't it?
We'll take that too.
Yeah.
For a matinee.
Really? That's expensive.
Single ticket.
That's expensive.
That's a cost of living thing, though.
Yeah.
I don't think.
Yeah, they get paid more.
Right.
So it doesn't count. Okay.
Right.
All right.
Make $86,000 to fucking work at McDonald's.
Hmm.
Part time.
Well, it's a shame the time difference and the commute, because I'd go out there and work, but live here.
Oh, wow.
You live like a king here.
Yeah, I think so.
It's like if we moved to Mexico.
And every time you went there, you would have, like, a Biff-style ability to manipulate, markets and fucking scores and games and shit. Like, you wouldn't even have to work. Like, you'd just go, come from 4 months in the future and be like, oh, by the way, I can get your money out of Apple because they just caused cancer in 2 months from now in a bunch of fucking Chinese male Foxconn workers. That's true, by the way. Get your money out of there.
Thanks for listening. Yeah, bye-bye.
Bye.
That was weird.
You want to take a break?
Sure.